Okay, chapter 7, Asanga's Compendium of Ascertainments. The explanation how the two extreme are abandoned in Asanga's Compendium of Ascertainment has two parts. Shugu page tirsha gyaju chagji ne shibja guju laishdwa gyaju chagji there is two parts stating the opponents the positions along with our own questions and the opponent's answer about its meaning and refuting the number two is the refuting the position of the answer given. It's a consequentialist school and mind only school. The first studying the opponent's position along with our own questions and opponent's answer about its meaning as a consequentialist, refuting the position of the answer given. Now, first, studying the opponent's positions along with our own questions and opponent's answer about its meaning, Asanga's Compendium of Ascertainment says, some of the great vehicle that proponents of non-nature due to their own misconceptions, says conventionally all exist, ultimately all do not exist. So this is a Prasangika school. Conventionally all exist, ultimately all do not exist. And the proponents of the middle speak of differentiations of the existence and non-existence of phenomena by propounding that all phenomena do not ultimately exist, but conventionally exist. So that's consequentialist school says. And then the Compendium of Ascertainment says, the question, and the mind-only schools, from the mind-only school perspective, they were asking back to the consequentialist school, says, those are to be asked, venerable ones, what is the ultimate, ultimate truth? Tuantamba, so what is Tuantamba? What is the ultimate truth? What is the concealer? Concealer in the fact of which conventional phenomena are posited as a true. So that is to say, accordance in how they appear and how they exist. Okay, this is the first consequential school says, all phenomena do not ultimately exist. They conventionally exist. And mind-only school asking question to the consequentialists, the venerable ones, what is the ultimate truth? And what is the concealer? The question here is asking, what is the illustration of ultimate truth? What you have illustration of conventional truth? Right, this is asking questions. So this is the question, and when this when asked this, and this is Lama Tsongkhapa's the commentary on that question about the questions. When asked this, the proponents of non-nature answers, consequential schools answer. So that which is the naturallessness of all phenomena is the ultimate truth. That which observe those phenomena which are without nature as nature of true establishment as having such nature is the concealer. So what is the ultimate and answer for that question is from the consequential schools. This is the naturallessness of all phenomena is the ultimate truth. And the consciousness or the belief that is believing or having such a nature is then the concealer. Those phenomena which are without nature of true establishment, as having such a nature is the concealer. So every naturallessness to all phenomena is ultimate truth. And then the belief that is, is conceiving or perceiving the, all the phenomena is inherent existence, truly existence. That is the illustration of conventional truth. So this is the consequentialist answer. Should
this paragraph still is a standard word in this old Lama Tsongkhapa commentary. The next paragraph.
Okay. Yeah. Why? Because it is it conceals. Now, thought consciousness conceiving all phenomena is truly inherent existence. Why? That is the illustration of conventional truths. Because it conceals, it obstructs to see the nature of, right? What do not exist. And through the misconceiving them to truly existence, imputes the true existence, verbalize, and makes designations. Because now here, so now thought consciousness that conceiving all phenomena is truly existence and inherent existence that obstructs to see the true nature of phenomena, and also it has been caused to express that something is a truly existence. It is cause for the expression that is expressing the truly existent of phenomena. Because of that, that is the illustration of conventional truth, concealer or something, right? So why being said that conventional truth is concealer? It conceals truly existent. Is a cover, covering up the true nature of the phenomena. Therefore, that thought consciousness conceiving all phenomena truly existent is the illustration of conventional truth or the concealer. So the answer that the proponents of non-nature give up on being asked what true truths are is treated as the opponent's positions. Yeah. So Lama Tsongkhapa is a little bit, this is kind of, when asked this, is this is from Lama Tsongkhapa's commentary. And then after that is Digiji Chibana's, that which is the naturallessness of all phenomena is ultimate natures, that which observe these phenomena which are without nature, as having such nature is the concealer. Something that has no truly existing within the phenomena, but the misbelief or the misconceptions is believing, believing truly nature in the phenomena, that is the concealer, right? Because of that, there is a concealer. Okay. concerning that the question here, question here about what ultimate is concerns an illustration of ultimate truth, and not that non-existent nature due to their own existence as which are said not to exist ultimately. So in the way which asking question is, they are asking, the mind only school asking question to the consequentialist schools, what is the illustration of ultimate truths? They did not ask why the being ultimate truth. So if you ask why the how is phenomena being not truly existence, and what is the illustration of ultimate truth, as the two different questions, right? So this is not asking questions why phenomena are not truly existence, right? And this is asking questions, what is the illustration of ultimate truths? What is your example of ultimate truths? So natural lesson, all phenomena is ultimate truth. So this is a little bit complicated, because the second the context is, otherwise it would not be the reasonables for the proponents of non-nature to profess in answer to the above questions that the naturallessness of phenomena is the ultimate, because the proponents of middle way do not posit something is existing ultimately due to existing as the suchlessness, a selflessness of phenomena, which they assert to be an ultimate truth. So I think there's a the possibility of misleading how they're asking questions, how responding to the question from the mind only school. So if mind only school says, here it seems like if mind only school says why phenomena are not truly existence, why they are not ultimately existent, and if the consequential school answer, because these are naturallessness. So this, the question answer indicates so ultimate truth, because of not phenomena are not truly existence. So not truly existent, not phenomena are truly existent is not the valid reason to say this is ultimate truth. Because all the phenomena, if that has happened, in all the phenomena are ultimate truth. There is no truly existing phenomena, right? So, it's like if you ask why phenomena are not ultimately existence, right? And then here, tandam the mechiba mesativa. Mesativa means the reason or the basis of why phenomena are not ultimate existence, right? If and then the questions becoming that ultimate truth, because of the phenomena do not ultimately existence. Tundam mejib mesativa mindes, shendun the chutum yung onyim over tunamo shemo amirides. So I think there's a two, in Tibetan words we said, tundam the me, since not truly existence, right? Not truly existent, and within that context, and the truly existent, and ultimate truth. Ultimate truth, right? And then one truth here. So ultimate truth is one, the syllable from the ultimate truth, that's one truth. And not truly existent, and that's one truth. So this is trying to make the difference. So understanding the two truths, right? If the phenomena are not truly existence, right? And what is that true that is not exist in the phenomena? And ultimate truth, emptiness is the ultimate truth. What is that true that exists in ultimately? Right? True truth. So Lama Tsongkhapa says, they are mine own school, not asking, and what is that true that is not existence? There's the true truth, right? Not truly existent in that truth, and within that context, right? Within that the word, and the one part of that word, true. And ultimate truth, there's the true, again, there's one truth. So they're asking questions, and what is the ultimate truth? That's the real truth. And naturalness of all phenomena is ultimate truth. If mine own school asks the questions towards consequential schools, what is the true that does not exist? Right? If that has happened, and if the mine only school, the consequential school says, naturalness of all phenomena is true. And then, so consequentialists have to believe this is they cannot believe this, all phenomena is not truly existence. Right? I think it's so there's the true truth, asking questions. So what is the way of two, the asking questions, the two kind of questions. What is ultimate truth? What is the, how to say, tundams? Here's tundam kanyi tiba yangs, digeja tiba nirinjuni mungunyi mbe tundam nila. The question here is, what is the question here? No, the venerable one. The venerable ones, what is the ultimate truth? They ask, what is the ultimate truth? So this is actually, there's not necessary to bring up that kind of idea to kind of making a little bit kind of twisted. Because actual question here is, what is the ultimate truth? Right. So again, Lama Tsongkhapa says, what is ultimate truth? That truth is not true that is comes with the word not truly existent of truth. I think this is creating more confusion here. Yeah. I think they actually they did not very obvious, right? It's very clear that they did not ask, the mind only school is not asking question, what is the truth that is you are seeing not truly existence? Right. They ask, what is the ultimate truth? Right. Maybe there is during that time or during the Lama Tsongkhapa's time, maybe some masters are there kind of making a comment on this sutra, unraveling the thought. So asking Asanga's the text means, what is ultimate truth? Means what is true that does not exist? So they are trying to I think it's a misbelief. They think that prasangika schools, they do not believe all the phenomena is not exist. I mean, all the phenomena exist. So some in the Chonamba, Kunjin Potong, right? Chonamba. Their way of understanding of the sutra underlying thought. So the meaning from the sutra underlying thought. They said, only the third turning wheel of the Dharma is definitive, right? And second turning wheel of the Dharma is more kind of for the Prasangika school. They are more referring that all phenomena only exist in mistaken consciousness. So when they describe that way, so it people can understand, oh, Prasangika school is to do not believe any cause and effect. They believe phenomena do not exist at all. If something exists in your mind, that is mistake. Right. So in that way, now he says, and then Asangas, the questions, the Manyoni school question is, what is ultimate truth? Means truth, that is, what do you mean of truth that is not truly exist? Right. So Lama Tsongkhapa says he's the Manyoni school not asking that way. Right. What is the illustration of ultimate truth? They are not asking what is the truth that is you said not truly existence. Not truly existing in true and ultimate truth is completely different. Opposing to each other, right? Not ultimately existence, ultimate truth. And ultimate, the two ultimate is different. Right? So a table, not ultimately existence, that ultimate is non-existent. It's like a horned rabbit, right? And ultimate truth, the one that part, that kind of the word ultimate express the real emptiness. The answer that concerning that question here about what the ultimate is, concern an illustration of ultimate truth, and not that non-existent nature due to their own non-existence, as which are said not to exist ultimately. So I think it's from the beginnings, from the Manyoni schools, the commentary, Lama Tsongkhapa was the commentary of Manyoni school, that he is kind of actually leading towards Prasangika schools. They're trying to, from the Manyoni school's commentary, Lama Tsongkhapa was trying to, build the real understanding of Prasangika schools. He is kind of persistently saying that Prasangika schools are not saying that all phenomena is not exist. All phenomena is not inherent existence. So the Prasangika schools do not believe in phenomena are not truly phenomena are not existent at all, right? So otherwise it would not be reasonable if you ask what is the true that is not truly existence that does not exist. If you ask that, and it profess the above questions, that the naturallessness of all phenomena is the ultimate, because proponents of middle way do not posit something as existing ultimate, due to existing as the selflessness of phenomena, which they are assert to be ultimate. Do not posit something as existing ultimately, due to existing as selflessness phenomena. Existing as a selflessness phenomena. So now this is really kind of necessary, kind of understanding this, kind of making a distinguishing that there's one ultimate that is not true, not exist. There's one ultimate that is exist, right? Emptiness, when you say emptiness is the ultimate truth, and that is exist. Phenomena ultimately existent, that ultimately not exist, right? So you are not saying, the Prasangika school not saying there are phenomena can ultimately exist because the naturalness of phenomena is ultimate, right? If you say that kind of set the reason that emptiness or the selflessness of phenomena, naturalness of phenomena is ultimate, therefore there is a things can exist ultimately. So this is not really cannot prove that phenomena exist ultimate because emptiness is ultimate truth. It seems like this. If you said emptiness is the true, and then you say, oh, Prasangika school believe phenomena exist truly. Right? So they said there's nothing can truly exist. Nothing is truly exist. And emptiness is the true. So it's a little bit you can this is more possible to misunderstanding on that. Right? And I mean, even the emptiness is not truly existence. Right? Emptiness is true because it's being not mistaken not mistaken to yogic perceptions, direct yogic perceptions. Therefore it's a true. It's not truly existent as it appears to the conceptual thought. Right? When you, maybe it's really kind of not truly existence. First you said there's no phenomena that's truly existence. And second you says emptiness is true. It seems like contradicting that, because once you say the emptiness is true, and emptiness is, should be truly exist. If emptiness is truly exist, right? Emptiness is truly existent, and then there is a phenomena that is that is truly exist. Yeah. So there's a true, not if one says not truly existence, and that part of true, and second says ultimate true, right? That second, there's true truth. That is second truth is that that exists. Not true. Mm-hmm. If I say Sobala is not the president, right? Is not president, is negating Soba being president. So that is president is not exist. Right? And Obama is the president. That president is exist. Right? No president, he is not president. That negation element, that is he being president, that does not exist. So a phenomena is not truly existent. That part of true is inherently existent, meaning of that true inherent existence. And then emptiness, thus selflessness, the of phenomena or the emptiness is ultimate truth. That truth, it exists. Right? You see different, right? First, when you say the table is not truly existence, so when you say that table is not truly existing, what are you negating? What you are negating? No, you are not negating table. Table is not truly existence. When you, if I says Sobala is not the president of the United States, what I'm negating? Am I negating Sobala? No. Sobala being president is I'm negating, right? So table is not truly existence. What are you negating now? Table being true. So that true is inherent existence. So that you can negate, you can empty that. And you said emptiness is ultimate truth. What is that meaning of true? Is the object that is not mistaken for the direct yogi perceptions. That is exist, right? If I say I'm not Ani, I'm negating that, that negating I being Ani, and I'm not negating Ani, I'm not negating myself.
Can I say it this way? Okay. So basically, you're summing by saying that okay, emptiness is ultimate truth. Emptiness is ultimate truth, that's the truth, but it doesn't mean that emptiness itself
inherently exists. Yes. Emptiness itself is not truly existence.
So why he's saying that the sentence before is trying to say that emptiness is ultimate truth, and then he's afraid other people will think that ultimate truth inherently exists. That's why he's...
Yeah, because now he is trying to hear, kind of making clear that when the... argument. So this is the argument between Manyoni school and Prasangik school. And when you look on that question answer, and some can interpret in different way, because so Manyoni school says, what is ultimate truth? Right? And then if someone, the Chonamba, like for example, the Kunji Chonamba, if he says, for example, I would ask Kunji Chonamba, why you say the Prasangika school do not believe phenomena are existence? And he would say, oh, Prasangika school believe all the cause and effect, all the phenomena, all the form, all the smell, all the kind of form, color, these are only exist in the mistaken consciousness, not exist in reality. That is the real point of view in the Prasangika school. And I would say, now you see the Asanga's text. So Asanga asked the question towards the Prasangika school, what is the ultimate truth? And the Prasangika school answered back to the Manyoni school, that says, suchlessness, or the suchlessness of phenomena, or the selflessness of phenomena, naturallessness of phenomena, is ultimate truth. Now you see, they do believe that existence. And Chonamba would say, oh, this is not what you said, because what is the ultimate truth means what is not truly existent, that true. Right, and then Prasangika school, because phenomena do not truly exist. This is the question answer. This is their interpretation of that, and this Asanga's text. So Lama Tsongkhapa says no. He is asking the Asanga's asking the illustration of ultimate truth, and Prasangika school says naturallessness of all phenomena is the ultimate truth. So this is clarifying the danger of misleading or misunderstanding question-answer between Manyoni school and Prasangika school. So Chonamba's assert that Manyoni the third turning wheel of the Dharma is the Prasangika school's idea. And every phenomena, like conventional truth, for example, imputational nature and other power natures do not exist in reality. It only appears to the misconceptions, misconsciousness, mistaken consciousness, right? Only what is the exist is ultimate truth. So, if that is the case,
For Prasangika, what is the emptiness for Prasangika?
Emptiness,
yeah.
empty of inherent existence, right? Empty of inherent existence is the true, is the ultimate truth. But there is no truly existent even the emptiness is not truly existent. Therefore, there is the emptiness of emptiness, right? If the it would not be reasonable if that is the case, like Chanamba says, so that the natural lesson of phenomena is the ultimate, because because the proponents of the middle do not posit something such as existing ultimately, so that is emptiness, right? Existing ultimately due to existing such the selflessness of phenomena, which they assert to be ultimate. Existing ultimately due to existing such as the selflessness phenomena, which they assert to be an ultimate. So they are not saying there is a truly existing, ultimately existing, because of the natural essence of the phenomena is the ultimate truth. Right. Oh, that's very good. Also, the question about what the concealer is concerned. What is the concealer is concerned, the concealer and the truth for concealer. Kunzu kanye tema yin, kunzu denba shiba, kangangor denba shiba, kunzu tema yinji, tanye du yube, yese tanye de kanye tema minde yas. So, I'm having difficulty in English. The questions about what the concealer is concerned, the concealer in the truth of concealer. Concealer is concerned that the concealer in truths for concealer. In the face of which are presented as a truth. In the sense that ignorance mistakenly take them to exist the way they appear, and is not cautious concerning conventionality, that is conventional consciousness, in the face of which phenomena are said to exist conventionally. So I think this is for example, conventional truth, right? So conventional truth, what is the conventional truth? So there is not really satisfying that, although table is the conventional truth. So this is my own school more asking like, what's being conventional truth means, what is those phenomena, this conventional, the table, trees, house, are being true to what, to which subject, right, with consciousness, and there, so they need that consciousness, that kind of example, right? They are not really satisfied with what is the conventional truth. The table is conventional truth. It's not really, they are not really kind of referring to. So they are more referring to the subject, right? Subject or the consciousness that is the phenomena that is being true to that consciousness. And then it says self-grasping of phenomena is a conventional truth, right? in the face of which are presented as a truth. The question about what is the concealer, in concern that concealer, in truths for a concealer, in the face of which are presented as a truth. In the face of what consciousness? So phenomena being conventional truths, the table being to conventional truth, in the face of which consciousness, in the face of which subject? So the self-grasping phenomena is an illustration of conventional truth. Is it clear?
That part, yes, then they continue. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the Buddha was trying to clarify.
So the Lama Tsongkhapa was trying to so illustration that is needed, illustration that is answer for the question that is what is the conventional truth, and they are expecting that kind of answer that indicates the definition of the conventional and illustration of the conventional truth. They are not really satisfying when you say the table is the conventional truth. So that kind of the illustrations. Kunzu chebanyu, kunzu denbaji, kangwan denbaji, kunzu chebanyu, tanyi du yubi, tanyi du kanji, shen du nungu, wanyi mba nungu, wanyi du kunzu shen mba meru de. So otherwise, it would not be reasonable for the proponents of middle to propound an answer to the above questions that the consciousness apprehending what are naturalness as having nature is the concealer. So I think there's a two, and there's also for example, mind only school asked the question to the consequential schools, what is the illustration of conventional truth? And Prasangika school says, self-grasping of phenomena is the illustration of the conventional truth. Now there's another interpreter, right? So they said, what is the illustration of conventional truth? So Prasangika school says, because those are conventionally true because it appears true to the conventional consciousness. So that is not reasonable. That is not a right. This is not a valid reason. So if that is the case, and then you say truly existence, inherently existence, are also conventional truth, because these are being true to the conventional consciousness. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, this is also not asking that way, right? So first asking, what is the illustration of conventional truth? Answer for that is, self-grasping of phenomena is ultimate truth, that period, right? And then there's no further question, right? There's no further answer. They say, conventional true, because these are appears to true, being true to the self-grasping, right? Being true to the self-grasping is not a reason to say this is a conventional truth. So even the rabbit, horn of the rabbit, is, if you ask, horn of the rabbit, is it true? Is it true? No, right? Because it's true, because it's being true to the thought consciousness that's apprehending the horn of rabbit. So conventional truth means, things that exist, right? Exist, but not truly exist. It's being true to the self-grasping. Right. Not because of being true to the in the face of self-grasping, right? And that is the conventional truth. Becoming true or the being true to the self-grasping is not a reason, not a valid reason to prove that thing is conventional truth. So imagination, you say imagination is the imagination is the actual object. It's no, right? So imagination is imagination is an actual object. It's being actual object to the conceptual consciousness. Both. So what is the answer for that? If I say, is imagination is actual object? Imagination the part is imagination part a real part? No, imagination of part, is it real part?
No.
Right, because it is the real part, because it appears being real part to the thought consciousness.
So here, Lama Dongpa just trying to explain that why they say they're just saying about the sub. It's conventional to that subject.
Yeah.
That's not what they mean that that's.
Yeah, this Lama Tsongkhapa says, my own school are only asking the illustration of conventional truth. They are not asking the reason to prove, to establish the conventional truth. Right? My own school not asking that what you have reason to say that is a conventional truth. If that is the question, and the answer is like self-grasping, is conventional truth. So that, if that is the question, if the question and answer, and then it indicates, conventional truth, because of the being true to the self-grasping, right? If because of being true to the self-grasping, it's not a reason, the valid reason, to prove that is the conventional truth. And imagination is a true existence, and inherent exists, a truly existence. There's nothing to be empty. Right? Nothing can be empty. So there's no emptiness then. Yeah. So now here, the question when you said, my own school says, what the Venerable One, what is the ultimate truth? What is the conventional truth? And so their Manuni school is only asking the illustration, mere asking the illustration of ultimate truth and conventional truth, right? And the first question is naturallessness of all phenomena is ultimate truth, and second answer is self-grasping is a conventional truth, right? Now there is a misunderstanding. The first question answer has a misunderstanding, and is this is what is the true, right? What is the true that is not truly existence? And now this is if there is a and misunderstanding. They how to say. What do you call it? Kunja Chonambas. Kunja Chonambas, I would like to say Kunja Chonambas. Kunja Chonambas says, Manuni school, the Venerable One, what is the ultimate truth? And Kunja Chonambas actually, he is asking, what is the truth that is you are saying not truly existence? And Prasangik school, because all phenomena is not truly existence. There is one interpretation of that. The first question. The second question, what is the illustration of a conventional truth? What is the conventional truth? And Prasangik school says, a self-grasping, right, is a conventional truth. And then again, there's an interpreter that says, oh, why phenomena are conventionally truth? Right. And prasangic schools, because they're being true, conventionally true to the self-grasping. So they are really leading the kind of the listener towards believing nothingness. They believe, prasangic school believe all phenomena as phenomena do not exist at all. It only exists in the face of conventional consciousness, that referring to conventional consciousness, referring to mistaken consciousness. So mistakenly we think, we see, we smell, we hear things, and ultimately there's nothing you can smell, you can taste. And that referring to the very mind, right, that is focusing on emptiness. So empty, there's not much kind of very profound understanding of the emptiness. And the Chanamba is more kind of, their view is more mixing, like tantric, the clear light and ultimate truth in sutra school, mixed together. Ultimate school in sutra school and the clear light in tantric school put together, and they create the big confusions. So Lama Tsongkhapa is trying to clarify that, clarify that misconception, or misunderstanding, misinterpretations on that. The first is very simple, right? First, Venerable One, what is ultimate truth? And prasangic school says, natural essence of all phenomena is ultimate truth. The Venerable One, what is the conventional truth? And prasangic school says, self-grasping is conventional truth. It's very simple. And then if you more kind of interpret in that, in this question answer, and then that goes to in different directions, believing the prasangic schools like a heart sutra, explicitly kind of saying no eye, no body, no no smell, no taste, right? So they are really believing on that. So prasangic school, the highest, the finest, the point of view, they do not believe all those, the object that appears to the conventional consciousness. This conventional consciousness that appearing those things are mistaken. You have to remove that kind of consciousness, and then you will see the ultimate consciousness. So you have to have reason, right? Otherwise, it would not be reasonable to propound in answer to the above questions that consciousness apprehending what natureless as having nature is the concealer. For since such a consciousness is one conceiving true establishment, proponents of the middle assert that its conceived object does not exist even conventionally. The conceived object of the self-grasping that does not exist even the conventionally. Conceived object of thought consciousness, the apprehending horn of the rabbit, even that is do not exist conventionally. Conceived object with the self-grasping that even do not exist conventionally. Right. So this is because the non-existent nature in a naturallessness must be taken as truly established entity. So now we are not saying conventional truth. So table is a conventionally truth, right? Conventionally truth. So here the context of that word, like conventionally truth. What is that true? Right? What is the conventional? So, I think we have talked about this in the tenets class, like prasangika class. So, conventional. In Tibetan words, kunzub denba. There's no, it's not really kunzub denba, and kunzub is the conventional, denba is the truth, right? Kunzub denba. And we say there is no, how to say, the possessive words, not in obvious, but it is the possessive, because kunzub. Kunzub tu denba. So that means conventionally truth. So conventionally truth means it's being true to the conventional consciousness. Right? So then what are you referring that the conventional, that's phenomenal table being true to that conventional. And then it's the self-grasping. It's the conventional consciousness. Table being true to the self-grasping. Right? Now that is the reason, right? So why we, why the table being conventional truth is being true, that phenomena that exist is being only being true, it's only being true to that self-grasping. So therefore, it's a conventional truth. Now you cannot take this, in opposite way, right? So now, for example, table is a subject, and conventional truth, conventional truth is the predicate. And the reason here, a table being true to the self-grasping, because of its being true to self-grasping, it cannot, if you say that, like, if because of its being true to self-grasping, you cannot prove that is a conventional truth. So this is sometimes used with, in Tibetan we say dashi. Dashi means dashi, not dubje. Dashi means it's a meaning of expression, right? Meaning of expressions, dashi. Dubje means it's a reason. So when you say the table is being the table being conventional truth, what is the meaning of that expression? And it says a table being true to the self-grasping, therefore it we express as a table is a conventional truth. Now that is not the reason to say the table is conventional truth. If that is the reason, it's being true to the self-grasping, it's if that is the valid reason to say, to prove, to establish things that are conventional truth and inherently existent, truly existent, horn or the rabbit, they're all, yeah, conventional truth, because it's being true to the self-grasping. So, dashi and dubje, that's a big difference. Dashi is the meaning of expressions. Dubje means the reason to establish, to prove something. So I think this is confusions between the meaning of the expression and the reason. So, for example, why is it? Food, right? In Tibetan words, kala. So, ka is a mouth, la is hand, right? And how you put together and it makes what's making sense? What is the food? Because something that is, the graph by hand and put to mouth, that is the right. So, grabbing the graph by the hand and put to mouth. Is that a valid reason to prove that it's a food? Then all the baby, they to grab the pen and put it in the mouth. Is that food? So that is the meaning of expressions. Why you express that? There is just meaning. It's not a valid reason.
So that's conventional truth.
Yeah, conventional truth. Yeah, conventional truth. When you say, what is the meaning of conventional truth? What is the reason to prove that is a conventional truth? This is, a huge difference. So why table is a conventional truth? And why table being conventional truth? What is the meaning of table being conventional truth? So Vaishika school says, Tundro is that animal, me is a human being. And there is meaning from the expression. They are finding the meaning for expressions. Tu means it's a, how to say, bending your body and walk. Tu dundo, right? This is the expression, the meaning of that tundo expressions. And me means there is more potential, more activities in the mind. That is the meaning expression from the me or the human being. Right. So, and that you cannot take those meaning as a valid reason to say that is human being or that is an animal. So maybe when you say what is the meaning of Chinese, right? If you said, oh, born from Chinese family, that is Chinese. And then if that is the valid reason to prove that is Chinese, and here of the parents is also born from the parents, is that Chinese? Right? So it's not a valid reason to prove that is Chinese.
Chinese here.
So valid reason, look. What you call the sheik? Is that the small, the bergs, and sometimes in, what do you call that? I don't remember the name of that. It's like the bugs. It grows in your hair sometime and some ticks. Yeah. So something born from Tibetan family, if that is the reason, valid reason to prove that is a Tibetan tick, tick that is produced by the Tibetan family is the Tibetan. So conventional truth, what is the meaning or expression meaning of the expression that a conventional truth? So something that is being true to the self-grasping, that is only the meaning of that, why we say the conventional truth. But this is not a valid reason to prove to say the conventional truth.
So good point, to prove is valid or conventional truth.
To prove that is the valid conventional truth, and to say the meaning or expression of conventional truth. Different, right?
So how can we prove conventional truth in
personality? There's no proof of conventional truth. What's true?
To prove conventional truth.
Can also be true, ultimate truth, right? Mm.
Because dependent arising is a conventional truth. Yeah. Conventional truth, an ultimate truth.
So the last sentence here is that I just want to say that the thing has to be truly established entity trying to say it's things like table, but not the rabbit with horn.
Yeah. Must be taken as a truly established entity. So self-grasping, always grasping on an object that is being truly established entity, or the truly existent. I think, yeah, I will be a little bit clear about this, right? Question answer. So maybe if there's no Chonoba's idea, and then it's more clear.
It's very convoluted. It's like it's very, you know, like mind triggering. But then it helped clarify
yeah.
a lot of things after all this.
Yeah. But making a comment and make a kind of a. How to say, describing the question answer is purified the misunderstanding, right? So at the same time, making comment, describing the question answer, at the same time is purifying the misunderstanding of that question answer. It's not directly kind of, describing the word only is also refuting the misinterpretations, right? It's a Tibetan tick, is the Tibetan because it's they're born from a Tibetan family. Refuting the position of the answer given. This section has two parts, indicating contradictions in others' tenets. Indicating contradiction in others' tenets. System of non-existence, okay. And dispelling the contradiction in our own tenets is refuting others, the tenets' idea, and establishing its own point of view. Now here, the first, refuting the identification of concealer by the proponents of non-nature. So, about this, initially, the Asangas, the compendium of ascertainment, the refutation of identification of the concealer, put forth by the proponents of non-nature, is to to those the proponents of non-nature, we say this. Do you assert? Okay. Do you assert the concealing consciousness, observing and apprehending the nature of true establishment, whereas there is no such nature to arise from the verbal and conventional causes. So that is to say, the causes which are of its own similar type, or it is asserted to be a mere verbalization and convention. So this is so. From the answer of the consequentialist schools, their answer of answer for the question asking like what is the illustration of conventional truth, And what Mignone school says, the self-grasping phenomena or the self-grasping is conventional truth. Now the indicates or the understanding from the Mignone school from that answer, and this is self-grasping in the conventional truth. And then why the self-grasping conventional truth? And is this also belief that because of self-grasping, mistaken and wrong thought, right? So this is the one reason that you say this self-grasping and is a conventional truth. And Mignone school says, so believing the self-grasping is conventional truth because of that mistaken or the wrong thought, right? And then you says, and your conventional truth, like a self-grasping, you says, you said this is the conventional truth because it's the wrong and mistaken. And is that the self-grasping is produced because of the condition or not? Because Mignone school strongly believe something that is produced by cause and condition must be the truly existent. So there are more going on that now. If you say the self-grasping is it produced by cause and condition or not? If that is the produced by cause and conditions, why can you say that this is not truly existence? Is it truly produced by cause and conditions? Right. And then you have two options. Self-grasping is produced with cause and condition, or just imputation of nature. Right. And if that self-grasping is just mere imputation of nature, and there is no cause and condition, it's not never been produced by cause and condition. If that is produced by cause and condition, it must be truly existent. It's in Mignone school's understanding, right? They believe they are kind of they feel like they make pressure to the Prasangika school, this consequentialist school. They feel like they are more confident because they such truly believe that something that is produced cause and condition must be truly existent. How can you say this does not truly existent, right? How can you say this is a conventional, only true in the conventional level, not truly existence? Because it should be truly exist, must be truly existent, because it's produced by cause and condition. And if not produced by cause and condition, and then you would say self-grasping is mere imputation of nature. Right? And then you cannot say self-grasping is produced or the arises from the imprints or the imprints of self-grasping, imprints of misconceptions, misperceptions. When the Mignone school, when they ask that kind of question, they feel like they trapped the Prasangika school. The Prasangika school apprehending the nature of establishment, whereas there is no such nature to arise from the verbal and conventional causes. That is to say, causes which are of its own similar type. So to those proponents of non-nature, we say this, do you assert the concealing consciousness as a self-grasping consciousness? Observing and apprehending the true nature of true establishment, whereas there is no such nature to arise from the verbal and conventional causes. This is one question, right? And then that is to say the causes which are of its own similar type, or is it asserted to be mere verbalization and a convention? So they both believe that self-grasping is something that is arises or the caused by the imprints, that imprints left by expression and imputation, or thought consciousness. The term and thought left the imprint arises as self-grasping, right? So, and now my own school says, do you believe that self-grasping is caused by the verbalization of thought consciousness, or just mere imputational nature of the thought consciousness? Is it like a thought consciousness self-grasping? Is it produced by the imprints that are left by the term and thought, or just mere object of term and thought? Right. So mere object with the term and thought is the imputational nature. Right. Produced by term and thought can be the production that is produced by cause and condition. If it arises from the verbal and conventional causes, then since that consciousness conceiving true existence arises from the verbal and conventional causes, it is not suitable to say that this consciousness, the conceived true existence, does not exist. That does ultimately exist or truly exists. So this, I think, this is not really a ultimate, is a truly existence. So here because mind only school, they do not assert the things that are truly existing is always being an ultimate existence. Ultimately existing and truly existence different in mind only school, right? So table is a truly existence, not ultimate existence. And emptiness of the phenomena is ultimate and the true. Yeah. Maybe he was very busy. So suitable, something that is caused by the term in thought, produced from the imprints, and then it's not suitable to say that is conceiving consciousness, true existence does not truly exist. If this consciousness conceiving true existence is verbal and conventional, just mere verbal and conventional means mere object or the verbal and term and thought. So then it must be only imputed by conceptuality, whereby other power natures would be only imputed by conceptuality. In that case, other power nature would be non-existent. And therefore, being without a basis of imputation, it is not suitable to call that conceptual consciousness, verbal and conventional, that is, it would not be suitable to say that consciousness conceiving true existence is only imputed, imputedly existence. So it's more kind of, it's this is saying that if the self-grasping self-recognition, mere imputation, mere object of the term and thought. And that is also produced by cosmic condition. And then you have to say all the other power natures are just imputation. So that is really is a kind of believing in Prasangika school. So everything is a imputation in nature. And my knowledge is, if you say that, if you believe that, and all the other power natures are imputation in nature, and then there's no truly existing. There's no truly existing in as a basis. If there's no truly existing as a basis, how can you have imputational natures, which is no basis? It's like a horn of the rabbit. Baseless imputational natures. The baseless imputational natures never exist. And then you do not have imputational natures. If you do not have basis and imputational natures, how can you have emptiness? There's no, there's no possible to establish the emptiness. No basis, no imputation in nature, and then there's no emptiness. So mind only school belief, strongly believe, so something you are emptying is only emptying the truly existing on imputational level, imputational nature. You have to have a truly existing as a basis. Right? You have a truly existing of the basis, and you are emptying the truly existing on imputational nature. And then you reach the ultimate natures. You found the truly existing of existence, ultimate natures, truly existence, the ultimate personality or the nature or something. If you do not believe basis, there is no existence, truly existence of the basis, and then there is no existence of imputational natures. And there is no imputational natures, there is nothing you can empty. Right? So, emptying truly existing horn of the rabbit, emptying a horn of the rabbit is the same. So, question answers? I think it's you all did. okay. The meaning of this is I think there's no nothing new. <It's beautiful. laughs> The meaning of this is concealing consciousness. Kunzup here, kunzup, right? Samarthi or apprehending that phenomena ultimately have nature. The concealing consciousness. Here is referring to the self-grasping, right? That is apprehending the phenomena ultimately have nature. This believing or this apprehending or the grasping ultimately have, or the phenomena ultimately have nature. Whereas they actually do not. It's also itself a factor of internal verbalizations. Internal verbalization. In that case, is it produced by cause that are of its own earlier or the similar type, or it is merely imputed by the conventional and verbal conceptuality? So it is the same, right? Produced by causes that are of its own earlier, the previous imprints or the previous the kind of same type of term and thought, or is it just mere imputed by the conventional and verbal conceptuality? If it is produced by causes that are of its own earlier or the similar type, Then, since it is produced by causes, it is not suitable to say that it does not exist. Something that is produced causes and conditions, and there is no way to establish it as do not exist. So that is does not ultimately exist. The reference here is to ultimate existence, because this is an occasion, right? Occasion of debating about ultimately existing or not ultimately existing. And because the opponents, that is the proponents of non-nature, assert that other power natures do not ultimately exist, propound that they do not exist in general. So this is also a clarifying answer from the consequentialist school. So consequentialist school says the naturallessness of all phenomena is ultimate truth. They said phenomena do not exist ultimately, phenomena do not exist to truly. They did not express or did not say that phenomena are not exist in general, right? So they believe phenomena exist in general, but not exist in ultimate level, not exist in a truly. If you say that the concealing consciousness is merely imputed by conceptuality, then it is answered that it is not suitable to be just imputed by conceptuality, because it's the basis of imputation, that is the other power nature, do not exist. And since if conventionalities and verbalizations like this are only imputed by conceptuality, then others also will only be such in which causes, which case such in which case other power natures will be non-existence. So this is their belief. So if a conventional other power natures are mere imputed by it, term and thought, and other power natures, since other power natures are produced with cosmic conditions, if that is not just mere imputed by thought and term, and that means other power natures not truly existent. If other powers not truly existent, and that means other power natures not exist at all in my own school, right?
So here you just explain again the asangas.
So my own school is trying to trying to put the huge object from the consequential school in their own small bag. They're trying to fit into their small bag. It's not fitting, and that says, "Oh, you're wrong." And so, voila. Any questions? So we are, and the first most important part is we need to understand what mind only school is asking question towards the Prasangika school, right? Mind only school asking the Venerable One, what is the ultimate truth means they want to know the illustration of the ultimate truth. And then second, Venerable One, what is the conventional truth? And they want to know what is the real illustration which expresses the meaning of the conventional truth. So that is the self-grasping, right? So, yeah, this is Bonibad.
If you just stop there, honestly.
Yeah.
Put more.
If you try to put more ingredients and then there's no taste. Too much spicy, too much salt.
I don't know why they're here. They have to hide that ultimately exists in what Lama Tsongkhapa says.
Why what?
Because you see in the book, I don't know, maybe this is just Jeffrey Hopkins, but it's, you know, what Lama Tsongkhapa says, the meaning of this is, then he starts saying, right, like, every place there's ultimate, Jeffrey Hopkins highlighted.
I think the main kind of, I think this is produced the duty of your mission of Miron Shabane, turn to your mission of Yendes. Does not ultimately exist. I think this is the only. The word that is most powerful words, ultimately, and those things. Otherwise, it may be merely talking about existing or not. So Lama Tsongkhapa also emphasizing on that ultimate, right? So conventional, the Prasangic school, always the refuting or the emptying ultimate existence, truly inherent exist. They never exist, and they are empty, the existence of phenomena in general. We always, yeah, and when debate, and we always try to understand. Sometimes we said phenomena not truly existent. Sometimes says emptiness is truly existent. It's a true ultimate truth. So then we have to find out. One you says not truly existent in all phenomena. Every existent has no truly existence, no ultimately nature, no truly true nature in every phenomena, even the emptiness. And then again you say, and emptiness is the true, emptiness is the ultimate truth. Right? So now we have to find out there's not truly existing in that context, in that word, the syllable true, and try to see the difference. They're not truly existent within that context. They are true and ultimate truth, and there's one true, right? True. What is the difference? True. One is exist, one is not exist. Not truly existence and ultimate truth. So that means kind of indicating there's a true. And first he says, not truly existent. There's no nature in the phenomena that's a truly existence. And the emptiness is the ultimate truth. And there's the true. It's a truly existent. Because you already said that ultimate truth. Ultimately truth. Ultimate truth means is a truly existent. And why you negate or emptying the truly existent in a phenomena. So the ultimate truth means that ultimate referring to the direct yogic perception. So that emptiness is, there's nothing mistake in that, in the face of that direct yogic perceptions. There's no mistaken, slightly mistaken. So therefore it's being true to that ultimate consciousness. not truly existing is every phenomena that is, how to say, not exist as it appear to the self-grasping. So therefore, it's not truly existent. Then you say it's not really contradicting.
So ultimate truth is not truly existent.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no contradiction between ultimate truth. You just don't just live on in this small, the sense understanding. So you have to find out what is the danger of that misunderstanding, right?
But that's where the
yeah.
The frustration part. What? I understand. I understand why.
I don't like that truly existence. It should say inherent existence. Because that's why they use inherent existence sometimes, because the truth is so easy to think. Then, like, it's true, then it's not true, like that, you know? So that's something they use inherent existence.
The ultimate truth is true to yogic perception.
Yeah.
The conventional truth is true to a conventional conscious, which is still grasping.
You got it.
Okay, that's what it is. But both is not truly existent.
Yeah, if you just leave on just something that is making, making sense. And
yeah.
You just leave it there. And then there is more kind of, if someone describes in a different way, and you get confused all the time.
Yeah.
Never stop the confusion. You never stop the confusion. Because you have to purify your understanding, your ignorance, right?
That's why every time, you know, we thought we understand it every time. Then we get confused again.
There's just a discussion is really important.
No, you discuss after you discuss
something.
Debrachuba. Debrachuba. Debrachuba, the ultimate existence. Ultimately, Tuyen Thambar is a Tuyen Thambar, truly exists in Dambar. Yeah. So, there's no truly existing, right, including emptiness. Emptiness not truly existence. If someone says emptiness truly exists, it's being true to the direct yogi perceptions, and it says there's a the philosophically, maybe, tabamajo means there's no provision for the reason and predicate. So not necessarily. So it's not necessary, because whatever the true to direct yogic perception, right, being true to direct yogic perception is not valid reason to say that is the truly existence. Right, so emptiness, ultimate truth, the meaning of expression, and the valid reason, that's different.
So in a way, it's true that for other people say that prasangika schools think nothing truly exists, because they do believe nothing inherent exists.
Nothing is
inherent exists.
Yeah.
So in a sense, for their point of view, then they're thinking that. Because you don't believe anything inherent exists, so you don't believe anything truly exists, which is correct. I mean that doesn't mean that, you know, you'll become extreme. Just that's truly the person's point of view. Nothing inherent exists.
Yeah, it shows the minor school says non-nature believer. Prasangika school non-nature believers. It's almost like falling into nihilism.
I think if we just use absolutely true and volunteer true, then we say, oh yeah, we got it. So we use ultimate true, unconventional truth.
So first, in the meaningful expression two, conventional truth and ultimate truth. So ultimate truth means things that is that are being true to the ultimate, that is referring to direct yogic perceptions. Things that are true, being true to the direct yogic perception, and the conventional truth here, the things that are being true to the self-grasping.
So yogic
perception is the meaning, just meaning of the expression, just meaning of the word, right? So that you cannot take those as a valid reason to prove, right, as a conventional truth and ultimate truth.
So it's just one is true to one mistaken conscious. The other is a mistaken or wrong conscious. What is the conventional truth? Well, yogic perception is not mistaken conscious.
Yeah.
But the other one is mistaken or wrong conscious.
Which
is conventional truth.
No.
Which means?
It's
not wrong conscious. It's the unmistaken conscious.
For conventional truth, it's concealed conscious.
So now maybe he says, how do you prove the table is a conventional truth? What you have reason, what you have valid reason to say the table is conventional truth? If you said, oh, table is a conventional because it's being true to the self-grasping, is that reason, valid reason? No. And you can say tables being true, a conventional truth, and the valid reason is producible cosmic conditions, momentarily changing, as a production, it's functioning. So these are the valid reasons to say the table is a conventional truth. You cannot say the table is a conventional truth because it's being true to the conventional consciousness, which is self-grasping, right? So when you said, what is the meaning of conventional, right? What is the expression that is expressing the meaning, the conventional truth? And then you would say, it's being true to the self-grasping, therefore it's called conventional truth. So there's a dashe, right? So when we describe the word, describe the name, right? Describe the name and then setting the valid reason to prove something is different. So describing the name of word kala is not much, you cannot prove that is valid reason to say this is a food. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, one time.
So you know
they
don't.
The Indians were for. They still use their head.
Yeah.
So yeah, kids don't use chopsticks. Later on, when Chinese culture came in, that's why the chopsticks go in Tibetan, so Kuanzi, right? It's the Tibetan Chinese.
We have turma. A spoon.
This turma is not Chinese.
So very strange. When just one time I remember that, in the Gandhi Monastery, the school were small kids. I was teaching them like, and I was saying everything has a meaning, as an impermanent in the productions. And the one asked me, "What's the meaning of the pot kawa? Does it describe the meaning of itself?" He said. I said yes. I have to say that yes. And why you say kawa? Because when you beat the pillar, it's ka, and then it makes sound wah wah wah. they believe in that. Yeah, we actually believe in that. And then again, he says, "What is the pumpa? It's a pot, right? Pumpa." So you kind of slap your hand and the mouth of mouth or something like it said, and the boom, is make it ba. And then it's really kind of convincing him, and then he said, oh yeah, everything expresses its own meaning.
He went back into play with other people. My husband was young. I don't take the marshal in my country. So
okay.